Eddie Area.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
I hear from hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy... seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver. Plummeting through the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. The third. No parachutes yet.
Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking!
Are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. You just tuned in. The Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live shooting. Film at 11.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
In 21 seconds after the hour of 11 in this, the month of November in the year of our Lord, 2006. It is Thanksgiving and Thursday, and here we are live doing what we do because Rick Emerson cares. Live from the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio, this, my friends, is the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Thank you for coming by, making it part of your listening day. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com with your comments, your clarifications, your conventions, your what have you. Your 2 cents. It is rick@rickemerson.com. By the way, I'd like to thank, I swear to God, his name is Christopher Reeve. A guy, the listener who sent that to me. Because I've got it home. I have the entire, however many seasons, the five, I think. I've got the entire five season DVD run of WKRP, which I finagled out of a guy on the internet. But I wasn't able to get it burned in time last night. But a guy sent that to me this morning. So thank you. Thank you, Christopher Reeve. Thank you, sir. It is Thanksgiving. It's Thursday. We're live, as we are always, on the holidays, providing you with... you know, everybody else is just doing the same old crap today, so we're giving you brand new crap. Because that is how deeply the Rick Emerson show cares about each and every one of you. It's 503-733-2970. Or rick@rickemerson.com. In just a second, we'll bring on an official stenographer, Aaron Geek in the city. You know, there's really nothing funnier than Les Nessman describing turkeys as hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. It's still funny now. That's got, I mean, it's got to be 25 years old.
Yeah, at least.
I can't even, when is that from? It's got to be, what, 77?
77, 78, around there.
Something like that? God, almost 30 years old. Still hilarious. Fantastic show. A fantastic show that will never, by the way, officially come out on DVD. So I feel I'm absolutely fine with buying it bootleg versions out of the internet because they're never going to release that.
It's very depressing.
Well, I mean, it's all these the music licensing rights. It's never going to come out. It's one of the most perfectly realized. I'm not going to go on and on about it because we got other stuff to get to. But it's really one of the most perfectly realized, visualized, and performed sitcoms of all time. So there you go. So you get there's some guy out there on the net sells like all five seasons with a bunch of extra crap. It's like $25. Some amazingly low price. All right, it is the Rick Emerson Radio program. Before we go any further, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show.
Hold me like you did by the lake on the boo.
Aaron Geek in the City, Duran. Hello, sir.
That was one of the funniest half hours of television ever made.
God damn. I mean, and you can tell that they knew it was the best thing they ever did because every time the WKRP would do some sort of what they call the bottle episode, which is like somebody's... This is the thing that doesn't happen during sitcoms anymore. If you watch a lot of TV these days, you realize that here's something they don't do. And it was a cost-cutting measure that they instituted during the 70s, and every sitcom of that time did it. And it's where... Like Archie and Meathead go down to the basement to, like, get a garden hose, and the door locks behind them, and suddenly they're there, and they have nothing to do but reminisce for 22 minutes about, do you remember that time that, you know, and that's all they would do, and it would just be flashbacks from previous episodes.
Yeah, totally. It wasn't created for Cosmos. It was created because of the first Writers Guild strike ever.
Is that true?
Yeah, it was during the first Writers Guild. All these producers were scrambling to try to finish out the season. So, like, producers get together, they'd write, you know, bookend episodes, and then just cram all these, you know, clips in.
And that's exactly what it was. And I think WKRP did one where I think it was. God, it was like Herb Tarlick and Jennifer Marlowe, and they're stuck in an elevator or something, and it's a whole lot of, you know, I remember that one time that, and then they would find, they did about three of those. And every time they found a way to squeeze in the turkeys hitting the ground in front of the Pineville, the shopping center, whatever.
Yeah, they did that one also during the bomb episode when there was a bomb threat.
I remember that when the station, the transmitter is blown up by a group called Black Monday.
Yeah.
I remember that. They also showed that hurricane episode.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hurricane comes through, and the only thing that Les has, well, now we got to do a whole WKRP thing, but Les doesn't have a hurricane preparedness guide. He's only got that guide for when the communists invade Cincinnati, and right. So he just goes through and he's just reading, he's just substituting the word hurricanes for the word communists. Cincinnati has been invaded by the godless tornadoes. Citizens are advised to arm themselves immediately.
The WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah. That's fantastic. All right. So here's a question. Where are you right now, Aaron?
I'm at home. I'm in the Geek Tower.
All right. Because, and we'll talk about this here in a while. Now, see, I was to understand that you were arriving with Clyde Lewis today.
Well, we weren't. And then you told me to show up at 12:30, and I couldn't get a hold of Clyde to say, don't show up at 11.
because we were joking before the show that it is sort of like it's like a pheromone in the air or something. He's some sort of antennae pop up on the top of Clyde's head. There's alcohol and food somewhere. I'm needed. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, it's like the bat sign in the sky, but it's like the food sign.
You just project a giant burger in the sky.
Totally. And so, Scotty, the phone rings at like 5 to 11. Scotty, Clyde's downstairs. I think I have to let him in. So, Clyde and Kristen from accounting are here. So,
yeah, I'll be there around 12:30.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can show up now.
There won't be anything left.
You can show up now if you want to because the wine is going to be, I can guarantee you, it's going to be three quarters gone now by the time you get here. So,
well, that'll be hard because I have the burger cake.
Well, so Clyde is basically just here. He hadn't actually brought anything. He's just sort of here.
Right.
Okay.
Did I just come down?
No matter to me, brother. Well, we got to do the news hour. That's the thing. We got this hour, the news hour, and then the last 2 hours, I sort of on my AM 970 programming matrix for today. Between 1 and 3, I simply have eat, drink, belching, ha ha ha.
We'll be spreading sinus on the floor.
You're not going to get the inning unless it involves booze and food.
Totally. There's going to be a lot of that pink stuff on the. There's a lot of that pink stuff on the floor today.
Your couple has some hay.
Man, a couple has Christmas music. It's a couple has today. I thought that there was some sort of a rule that you had to wait till the day after Thanksgiving for them to start pumping out the Christmas music every year.
Not anymore.
I think that's just for retail. I think radio can start today.
All right. Well,
Mommy's kissing Santa Claus early.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do today. So we got all of the burger cake, which I was calling meat cake, but I guess it's burger cake. And so we'll get to that. We'll ask
honey,
the...
That sounds tantalizing.
I tried to buy corn last night and it was gone. Corn was sold out.
Gone.
Everywhere
it's,
I went, there was...
popular.
There was a run on corn.
Not everyone wants to eat God's creatures and pay for it later in life.
Not everybody wants...
I tried to find vegan nuggets for Tim, but I couldn't tell because the ingredients listed lactose. And I don't know if Tim can eat that either.
Tim can't really eat anything. Tim is really only able to eat cardboard and little pieces of bark.
Well, I have
that's why when we were shopping, we tried really hard to find stuff for Tim.
I have a special surprise for everyone today. Now, over the years, I've tried to enlighten people. I've tried to educate people into healthy eating. And I end up bringing home everything I bring into this program every year. So, I've decided to dumb it down this year. Now, I know this box can teach. I know this box can inspire. But it doesn't work on this program. Or friends of the program. Or members of the cast. So, at this time... before we get underway here...
Tim is reaching underneath the counter now.
I'm pulling out the magic black bag.
Tim has a bag in his lap. He is opening. He is some exciting
and
item.
I have decided this year... to appeal to my base. And I want to know... who, related to this program, could turn up their nose to...
chocolate cupcakes from Little Debbie.
Yes, that is fabulous.
Now, we only have... this is only a four-hour show, and I would not have enough time to list all the ingredients found in this. But you can be sure there is nothing in here that is healthy. Therefore, this will appeal to everyone. Not everyone is saying...
wait, Clyde is suddenly at the window. I can see him walking this way.
I know you're all saying, I don't eat these things. So I will take away the embarrassment by opening the box myself. I will get everyone going. And I will put them at the anonymous table behind the column that nobody can see in the hallway.
But they're not going to be there when I get there, then.
We'll set one aside for you.
Set one aside so I can dip it in gravy.
Yeah, sure. Can we infuse those with some kind of meat juice product?
Wait. You don't know until I get down there.
You know, here's the thing is we can laugh, but one of these days I'm going to be in my coffin and Tim's going to be standing on top of my grave looking down and sadly lecturing me about the coronary embolism that finally failed me. I will die with a drumstick in my hand, sitting on the commode Elvis style, you know, and Tim will live on.
So there you go. Moon over you with perfect skin, shiny white teeth. He's like, I told you, and walks away.
These also contain tree nuts.
We don't have anybody here that's allergic to nuts, do we?
I don't think so, but they're offering a Norman Rockwell print on the back of the Little Debbie cupcakes.
I can see people jumping at that.
Fantastic.
One is an old lady mending a flag. Another is an old sailor looking out into the sea. And the other is Abraham Lincoln delivering the Gettysburg Address.
Are they also offering a figurine of like a little a child with huge eyes saying, like, I love you this much, with their hands spread far apart?
This says, celebrate the spirit of America. This heartwarming set of prints features the art of Norman Rockwell exclusively for Little Debbie Cupcake Eaters.
There's an entire group of people that live on Little Debbie.
Something to stare at to calm you during your gastric bypass surgery.
That thing says Americana like Norman Rockwell and partially hydrogenated vegetable oil.
It really is true.
God bless us, everyone.
And peanuts. it says here, Little Debbie cupcakes do have a trivial amount of trans fat.
Trivial. Nothing to worry about.
No.
Nothing that's going to kill you today.
And do they have vitamins? Let me look here. I'm looking very carefully.
I
think there might be a half of a one-a-day vitamin in there.
Do they have that? There's that great thing that sometimes is on junk food where they'll put the asterisk. And it's where, like, the amount of your recommended daily allowance of that nutrient is, like, so low that it can't even be calculated.
Yes.
Like, it can't even be discerned how much vitamin C is in that.
You put the null line in there, just a little sliver.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, exactly. Void.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It says here the product is enlarged to show detail on the front. They're actually not as big, but the calorie count is still the same.
Excellent.
So that is my...
thank you, Tim Riley.
My gift to everyone this Thanksgiving, and as Americans, we can all appreciate a Little Debbie cupcakes.
We can indeed. That's what our fighting boys are struggling for overseas right there.
Great.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Good times. All right. Well, here's what else we're going to get through today. We'll be shoveling snack food into our mouths like speed-eating demons. We'll be asking the magical question, how much wine can be consumed during one four-hour radio program?
Oh, hey, I'm good. Might bring some ramen and ale down, too.
And you might what?
Some ramen and ale.
Yeah, I had a big box of wine that I forgot to bring, but Kristen Bowie, who's filling in for Sarah Dillon this week, you brought how many bottles?
I bought 3 bottles of wine.
There you go. So there's 3 bottles of wine here. And is it now, is that one on the table? Is that yours?
Yes.
Okay. So
and then there's 2 Pinot Gris in the fridge.
I think you vastly overestimated how cultured we are in this program. I don't know. I don't care how little you paid for that wine. You really outstripped the class and sophistication on this program by like a factor of 10.
You have a corkscrew?
Yeah. I brought one.
You're way too fancy for a corkscrew. What's that?
Making sure. I'm going to my keychain because you never know.
I made a point to remember to bring the corkscrew because I don't think they have one in our
kitchen. I can't even remember the last time that that there was wine in my house that required a corkscrew.
I thought about the whiskey, but
I got some of that. Let's see. Today we got the 12. Counting down. This is just for you, Aaron. We'll be counting down the 20 hottest sci-fi babes.
Yeah.
Clyde Lewis will be. You just got that creepy sort of molesto voice going on there. That hello, has anybody? Would you like Uncle Bob to teach you how to kiss? We'll be making burger cake.
Yeah.
We'll be canvassing the audience to find out who is working for the man all the live long holiday. And we will talk to Lisa Goddard because there was something that's in the news this morning. It just flashed by on CNN about how one of the balloons was at a, quote, dangerously low altitude this morning. And there's really nothing that makes me happier than something that is dangerously low at the Macy's Day Parade. So we'll find out about that. Kristen from accounting is here. Clyde Lewis is here. And then you're going to be coming in later. Now, you're bringing the burger cake.
I am bringing, yes, the burger cake.
Are you bringing anything else with you?
Romulan ale.
Romulan ale, burger cake, 3 bottles of wine, and some Little Debbie snack cake.
Woo-hoo!
It really is the best day of the history of broadcast.
No other radio station in town can deliver that.
No, it really is true.
Hey.
All right. So I think that's it. Was there anything? Oh, I got the weekly radio address from George W. Bush, courtesy of The Onion. Today we'll get to that. We have George W. Bush's Thanksgiving Day address from The Onion. And today, just because it's point, because it's going to be, if I don't do it today... I mean, I guess I could do it tomorrow, but I might as well because I might as well do it today. It's going to be another one out on Monday. So today I will get to this Inquirer story, if only because I want to talk about Rachel Ray's husband being spit on over and over and over again by this woman who he apparently paid to do such things. So we'll get to that. There you go. And
it's a lot.
Blah blah blah. All right. So how many push-ups am I at as of now?
62.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to all of that today, and then you will be you'll be in around what 12:30, 1, something like that.
Yes. 12:30.
All right. Fantastic. Excellent. Aaron Geek in the City's Rant. Thank you, sir.
See you soon.
All right, there you go. We're joined today, as are we always, are we always on days that are Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday this week? But Kristen Bowie's in for a solid bit. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Tired, but good.
All right. And I got a voicemail message from Sarah last night, and I was trying to pull it off my phone so that I could play it today, but I wasn't able to. And it's like that Sarah, God love her, man, but I can't tell you how many minutes of my life have been spent either hitting the ignore button on the phone at like 2:30 in the morning. I don't know whether she loses the ability to actually read her watch correctly or if she just stops caring. But I got,
Well, didn't she promise to call and bug you for playing that song?
Yeah, but where the hell is my phone? Oh, here it is, because I got this is the voicemail message. Let me just read. This is the text message that I got from her boyfriend, Nate. This is from the airport yesterday. Let's see. So Nate text messaged me from the airport yesterday. This is 1:16 p.m. Her flight was at 2. And it says, Sarah has done 8 shots in 90 minutes, and she just dumped a bottle of vodka into her lemonade. Woo, woo, woo. So there you go.
I hope she didn't get sick on the plane.
Sarah has an amazing... She does. She really has an iron liver and an iron stomach.
Haven't seen anything about it on the wire.
Seriously. I haven't seen her being let off the plane in handcuffs while screaming profanities. Tim Riley is at the city desk working on the following stories for you on this Thanksgiving Thursday.
Let's see here. Jessica Simpson and John Mayer may be munching on turkey together as they're quickly becoming an item. Those unappreciative Iraqis ruin their own Thanksgiving with bombs and mortars in their typical savage fashion. Michael Richards is thankful he's escaped those wanting to lynch him. And Lincoln City's Tony Perez is thankful to survive a shark attack.
Who?
His name is Tony Perez.
Excellent. Fantastic. So we've got that. Let's see. Tony weighs in and says, Rick, by God, it's already the best show ever. The wine can only help. Well, it is. We do what we do, sir. All right. And then Scotty is... Scotty, are you there? Scotty, can you hear me? Hello. All right, Scotty.
Probably still giggling over sound effects.
He was
splicing chicken sound effects.
I went with monkey effects. I'm not sure.
We were listening early. Here's the thing. Oh, okay. Scotty has purchased. We'll have him come in maybe later this hour and talk about this. But Scotty has purchased a brand new. How much did you pay for your new laptop? Do you mind saying? The new laptop computer that you purchased. If you just give us a ballpark of how much that laptop cost you.
I think it was complimentary because he lives in the suburbs.
So it's only like.
They just hand them out as soon as you pass the gate to Pinkerton.
Comes with some breadsticks and a pair of khakis. Here you go. So he paid like a grand for it. The best part is we were talking to him yesterday about like. Because, Scotty, it's become very clear that the pant wearer in the J family is not him. And so we were asking him this, and I'm like, well, so your wife let you buy the computer? I'm like, did you? And he was recreating the spiel that he gave to his wife to let him buy the laptop. And I swear to God, this is how he summed it up. This is the big pitch that Scotty gave Mrs. J. Because, you know, it's like $1,000, and he's got like 15 kids, like they all do out there. And he's, you know, and he's like, baby, it's not how much it costs, it's how much it's going to make us. And then and then he does like a little, like, thou, like a little hip-hop hand gesture. Like he punctuates it with a little hand, like a little gang sign thing.
Which just made him look all the more white.
Oh, no, it's fantastic. And so this morning he's using his laptop back there just to edit together turkey sound effects. So we'll have those at some point. Scotty will love.
He probably promised he'd come home early to play charades. With the neighbors coming over.
Wait, no, I think this is. Oh, wait, do we have the. There you go.
This is worth $1,000.
That's like 400.
It's like attacking you.
That's like 400 paychecks for that guy. All right, thank you, Scotty J.
So that's like over $300 a gobble.
I got to play this 500 times during the program to prorate it out. All right, there you go. And Clyde is here, and so forth and whatnot. We'll also be rolling out some of our favorite instances of bad music today. By request, we had a guy request that we play some of the Xbox files stuff. So I may get to that as well. All right, 503-733-2. Really? There are many, many, many turkey sound effects. Fantastic. All right. So we'll come back with Lisa Goddard, who I believe is at the Macy's Day Parade, or was at the Macy's Day Parade this morning, and so forth. And we'll talk to Clyde Lewis a little bit in this hour. And then at noon, we have the AM 970 Noon News Hour. You stay there. It is Thanksgiving. We are live. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. We're back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Obey instructions given. be safe as soon as they gone in there. It began to rain.
Big finish.
4x4, obeying instructions given by the Lord. Go into the ark where you'll be safe. As soon as they had gone in there, it began to rain. As soon as they had gone in there, began to rain.
You know this kid's got a crawl space full of puppies, too. There you go. Tammy Swindell and her tone-deaf son, Bobby. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. It's Thanksgiving. It's Thursday. We're live. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show from ClydeLewis.com, the official hairy, scary guy of the Rick Emerson program, looking resplendent in his camel hair jacket. Hello, sir. Clyde
Thank
Lewis.
You. Hi. I was just curious if maybe that song is so cruel when you think about
the
it.
The best part is how at the end that everybody's drowning and God is just sort of smirking.
Laughing, you know.
Just sort of has kind of a smug smile on his face.
Excuse me. Listen.
Can I get in? Hello?
Get us out of here.
It's really it's really quite wet. Hello, if I could... Come on. So a whole lot of nothing.
You know, going, nah. No. Who's the one now who's got the big talk on, huh? Yeah. This is how we roll with God, all right? This is what we do when you mock God.
Let's see.
God's cruel sometimes.
Rick, best show ever, by the way, about Christmas music. And then this, it says, please to be not using my name if you read this. My place of employment not only had Christmas music being slipped into the sound system in the second week of November, but also had ornaments out and on display before Halloween. This is the best thing. It just degenerates into all caps. I sure am excited about getting to work at 4 in the goddamn morning tomorrow so that everyone can shop for bargains. And then it just says in all caps with just no explanation mark, just periods. Woo. Half price sweaters for everyone. Woo.
Woo. You know, I was at work and I asked if, because I have a Santa suit that's like collecting dust because, I thought I'd break out the Santa suit this year and go to work as Santa for fun. And
breaking out the Santa suit like cursing Aunt Jemima?
Yeah, exactly. And one person says, well, we don't know if that's HR appropriate. And I thought, wait a minute. Santa is neither Jewish nor is he Christian. He's a Norse god, for crying out loud.
Okay.
Why can't I wear my Santa suit? And so that's my gripe for the day, actually.
I like
a number of gripes for the day that I'm going to go after, but in the meantime.
Great. I can't wait.
It's going to make me sour.
Yeah, don't pace yourself. Don't try to get all those gripes done now.
Yeah, whatever.
Have some more wine.
I haven't had anything. Well, I have had something.
Have some wine on an empty stomach.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
You know what'll make you happy is a Little Debbie snack cake with cream-like substance. It's not. I'm looking at this. It's not even cream. It's creme.
Didn't you say it had titanium or something?
It is. I'm looking. Now, look at this. I'm reading the ingredients right here. First ingredient, sugar. Second ingredient, corn syrup. Third ingredient, sugar type. It's got like a
sugar substitute type
thing. And then right here, titanium dioxide. So there you go.
Man, what is that?
Little Debbie with the great taste of metal.
Hey, you know, another thing that I wanted to talk about today is anybody follow, and even Tim didn't follow this story. The cat having puppies.
The cat dog. The cat dog. Yeah, the dog cat.
I mean, it's like, I sent that out to a lot of people, and they're all like going, come on, Clyde, it's not real. I go, no kidding. But the thing that bothers me is they hired a geneticist to come in and take a look to see if this cat really had puppies. And then after they came back and said, no, the cat really didn't have puppies, I'm thinking, no kidding. But then they say, this is in regards to other reports in Brazil of mutations and hybrids that are going on there. And I'm thinking, what are they breeding out of Brazil? You know, it's like, where are you from? I'm from Brazil.
They've run out of neo-Nazis to climb
down there. I mean, there must be doing some sort of a strange type of experimentation down there, because to believe that, cats are sleeping with dogs, mass hysteria.
Thank you. I was going to wait for you to get to that. I wasn't going to jump all over it. It was inevitable.
Yes, it was.
All right. So you want to tell it before, because here's what's coming up. Now, Scotty, we have Roop sometime in this half hour, right? It's all very... Let me just say this, by the way. We had, about an hour ago, we had confirmed that Lisa Goddard was going to be speaking to us about the Macy's Day Parade.
About the balloons and how flying lower today?
Yeah, well, there was some sort of... I remember it was about 4 or 5 years ago. It wasn't the Garfield, but I think it was the big Snoopy balloon.
Right.
And it started to lose its altitude, and it crashed right into a bunch of Cub Scouts that were there by the side of the road. And it was just the best day of my life.
Yeah.
Because they replayed it endlessly on CNN. And they would do, occasionally on CNN, Akira Phillips or whoever it was, they would... like the Snoopy is sort of floating above the crowd, and then it just starts to list dangerously to one side, and it just starts sort of like the Andrea Dora, it just starts to sort of like 30 degrees to port, and then it comes down, and the very best thing about the Snoopy balloon crashing into the crowd is just that moment of horror when a whole passel of Cub Scouts look up, and then they just freeze on the, like they have a still of the reaction as their eyes get really big, and they realize they're going to be crushed by like a 500-pound Snoopy balloon.
Man.
Those are really the things that make the holidays worthwhile.
Well, another thing, too, is I was watching the parade before I came here, because I woke up early this morning to prepare for the show, and
and by prepare, I mean drink.
Yeah, exactly. I had to drink up enough nerve to come out. Actually, watching the parade, have you noticed how there's a musical for everything now? In New York, I mean, they had a music. I mean, everything. And now we stop the parade for this musical number from so and so. They're actually going to do a reality show where they're going to try and find. It's called Grease. You're the One That I Want, which is actually they're fighting the two main characters. I don't know, Sissy and Bobby. Who are the name of the characters? In Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Who's a Grease fan?
Hector and
Hector and Ramon or whatever. And they're all going to be. They're going to be Hector and Ramon. They're all going to be doing this reality show, picking the best one, and I'm just thinking, this is really, I mean, my country's gone to hell. I mean, they had the Grinch musical now, they did Spam-A-Lot, they did all these things in the parade, and I'm thinking, you know, is it a parade or is it a Broadway musical?
It does seem like you have disproportionate anger about this, though.
Well, it's just, my Thanksgiving is going away. It's not typical turkey. It's, you know, and even
whatever happened to smallpox?
Whatever
an old school Thanksgiving.
Whatever happened to Grandpa smelling like mothballs and Windex and stool?
Hey, somebody told me that Windex was edible. Was that you?
No, I didn't tell you that.
No, that's Simple Green. It's Simple Green. What is that edible stuff that you clean with? That's
Simple
spray
Green
stuff.
Yeah,
somebody told me that you could eat that.
Yeah, you can mix it with. What, you eat it or do you drink it?
I don't. Well, you're not supposed to do. No, it's like it's a spray. It's a detergent or it's like
Simple
a Windex.
Simple Green
thing
is people. I don't know. What is that stuff?
I don't know.
Can somebody explain to me that?
There's this paste cleaner stuff too that
it's
is
paste?
Edible. Yeah, it's like this pink. It comes in a
is
little
it like
bucket.
Cock? Is it come in a little thing? Is that
no,
what it is?
No, it's like a little tub like of goo and you can eat it and it cleans things.
Yes, it's like cock. It comes in a little thing.
That's all I know. I don't know.
Have some more wine.
I will.
So
we have three bottles.
I don't want to get.
I gotta be careful today. I got a lot to do.
What do you have to do?
I got a lot of wine to drink and a lot of things to do, really.
All right, well, before we get any further, because we're gonna get Jim Rupp here in a second, and then this hour, if we have time, we'll talk to part of making it the best show ever. We'll talk to Jim Rupp. Apparently, he's talking to homeless people, or he's got a homeless guy he wants me to speak to for whatever reason. I really don't understand why.
Talking about the balloons being lowered at the parade.
Anyway, so he's got some homeless guy he wants me to talk to, and then I've got this Inquirer pile of crap I got to get through. But so before we get all sidetracked about it, I was calling it meat cake.
Right.
What you brought today, or what Aaron is bringing that you have made?
No, it's
but
not.
But it's not meat.
Not
cake.
Meat cake. It's called burger cake.
All right. And so what?
And I got the idea. Of course, I was, you know,
stoned.
I was influenced. Oh,
yes,
something.
You were high.
Like when I came up with Mug of Pizza, and I was eating a ciabatta burger at Jack in the Box. And I thought,
what?
A ciabatta burger? Have you ever had those ciabatta burger things? Anyway, so I was eating.
Buba.
Anyway, I was eating a ciabatta burger, and I thought, this thing is like a burger cake, because it was like so huge. And I'm thinking, I can't eat this. I mean, a big man like me can't eat a burger this big as a burger cake. So I figured, well, let's just take it one step further. So I was at Fred Meyer, and I saw they had those huge breads that are like round, that are sourdough, and you just slice them. I figured if you sliced it lengthwise, and then you took like a pound and a half of burger and baked it in the oven for like a half hour and put it on a huge bun, you have like this big meaty burger, and you can like serve it at like potlucks, or you can serve it at like the company party or something, and everybody's like going, yeah, burger cake. And so whenever I come up with these strange ideas, someone decides that they want to experiment, and so the lovely Jennifer and Aaron decided that they would do it at one of the drunken commentaries they do for Film Fever Radio. And so we made two burger cakes that were just amazing. And then at work, at the company I work for, my boss had heard about burger cake from your show and said, why don't you make burger cake for the company potluck?
Here's the thing about burger cake. Now, people have laughed, just like they laughed at the bouquet of bacon, which is a great idea.
Right.
The man in your life would appreciate a bouquet of bacon on the next Valentine's Day, the next Arbor Day, Shrove
right.
Tuesday,
what, right.
maybe not Shrove Tuesday. But the thing about Burger Cake is here's how you know it would be a success, because every, like, group of, like, 12-year-old soccer-playing kids on a
right.
hello, you've won the big game. Come back. Let's have Burger Cake.
Right.
And that's what that meant. Kids would be all over that. You could totally, all you have to do is have, like, some clown in, like, one of those big mouse cars deliver it.
Exactly.
The kids would be all over that.
So Burger Cake has kind of taken off. They laugh and they snicker, but they want one. In fact, there was a woman named Lisa who helped me make the Burger Cake for the company party, and she was making it at her house, and the kids were all like going, I want a Burger Cake, Mommy! I want a Burger Cake! So we had pastrami Burger Cake. We had another, it was called the Tex-Mex Burger Cake. Today we're going to make the Turkey Burger Cake, which we tried last night. You know, Scotty from Film Fever did.
Yeah.
I did with Aaron and Jen. We all tried it.
Just for scientific purposes, for study.
Yeah. And it's got all kinds of great stuff. Walnuts, stuffing, potatoes and gravy. It's the best holiday Burger Cake you can possibly
would you like here. Would you like a little Debbie
pie hole? What? No.
Okay. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, CNN radio correspondent from Los Angeles, the one, the only, the godlike,
Jim Roos!
Yeah.
Hello, sir.
Gobble.
Thank you, sir. How are things?
By the way, I wrote down that line, bacon... Bouquet
of bacon.
Tuesday. I'm going to give that to Michael Richards.
Okay, here's bacon.
Did you see? By the way, Jim Rupert here with Clyde Lewis, creator of the Bouquet of Bacon and Burger Cake.
And don't forget Mug of Pizza.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see, speaking of Michael Richards and bacon, did you see that thing in the Jewish Journal of Greater Los Angeles where, I swear to God, this is true, I was reading it online, and they wrote this, I believe it was the Jewish Journal of Greater Los Angeles, and the headline in the new issue is, I swear to God, this is what it is. It says, Michael Richards, : not a Jew. That's it. That's the actual headline. So
I did not see that.
Because in the aftermath of all of his, I'm a crazy bigot guy last week, I read a whole bunch of editorials that were like, well, as a Jewish person, Michael Richards ought to know. And people are not drawing the distinction that because Cosmo Kramer was Jewish, that they assumed Michael Richards was, which he is not, apparently.
I thought he was.
Now, see, everybody sort of thought it because Cosmo was, that therefore he was. But
he's
not
one of those evil Masons. He's not a Jew.
Yes. So. Be sure to put that in your future reports, Jim Rope. He is an evil Mason. He is an evil Mason, and he does wear a coat made out of children. So be sure to put that.
There you go.
All right, there you go. I'm sorry. There's been a lot of wine brought into the studio today.
But all right.
So how are you on this thing? Now, let me just, not that we're not glad to have you here, because we are. We're glad that you're joining us on the program. I do have to say, though, that I was hoping to, we had originally, in this hour, I think we were going to be talking to Lisa, because was there a mishap at the Macy's Day Parade, do you know?
I haven't heard it.
All right, well, that's
fine. Let me take a look real quick. I'll tell you if I see anything quickly on my alert thing here.
There was, all I know is that when I went to bed last night, they were forecasting higher than usual winds.
I don't think that happened. Nothing.
Nothing about the Snoopy and the Garfield float getting a little amorous at all?
You know what I think they ought to do? Because the Macy's Day Parade is one of those things that just seems a little quaint, like it's from a different era, seems like it's stuck in another time, maybe not quite as compelling to American society as it ought to be. I think every year one of the balloons ought to be just rigged to explode at a random moment during the parade. Maybe you fill it with some sort of, maybe you make it like a big balloon pinata. It's at a randomly non-predetermined time. You know, whatever, like the Dilbert balloon, just
they fill it with turkey.
To kill.
Yeah, you fill it with mashed potatoes.
You know,
there you go.
Yeah, so. They have been known to kill.
Is that true?
You're right about the fact that it's from a different era. And it used to be when we were kids, we couldn't wait for that parade because out of the three channels we had, that was something different other than I Love Lucy or
right.
local variety shows. It was something different to look forward to, and it sort of marked the beginning of the holiday season. But now, with all the choices these kids have. It's nothing special anymore.
No, I can't remember the last time I actually sat there. The Macy's Day, it's like the Labor Day telethon. It's like the Jerry Lewis thing.
Yeah.
I can't really remember And once that guy, and we talk about this when every September, that once that guy got off the drugs and quit staying up, you know, for the whole, whatever, 48-hour period or whatever it was, that's when I quit watching it. Because really, the only interesting thing about the Labor Day telethon was the idea that his heart might seize up and he might actually just hit the stage and die right in front of you. And now, it's like the guy can barely even stand because he's basically turned into a pumpkin, and so he just sort of, you know, he just sort of sits there in a chair and sweats for a couple days, and that's it. Yeah, that's really it, so... In any event. All right. Well, so now Scott, Scotty J told me that you had, what is it that you're hanging with the homeless or?
No, it was earlier. You know, the celebrities got together again and did their once a year feeding of the homeless. Actually, they do it twice a year. They do it again at Christmas too. But yeah, it was kind of neat. You know, Kirk Douglas was out there because he hosted this thing last year at the L.A. Mission, and so he's doing it again this year. And then you know,
I thought he was dead.
No, he sounds like it. But he's not.
He's got Catherine Zeta-Jones to keep him alive.
No, that's Michael Douglas.
Oh, that's Michael. What did you say?
Kirk Douglas.
Oh, yeah, Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas is still alive.
Oh, that's right.
He actually looks, you can't really understand him very well, but he looks real good. And he's still out there doing his thing.
Ask him if he's interested in hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve this year.
Oh, man.
That's
brutal.
No, they're going to be rolling. We had
closed
an article yesterday.
For those who don't understand stroke.
Dick Clark is going to have a closed caption funeral. We had a story yesterday that Dick Clark, they're going to be rolling him out for the, literally rolling him out like it's part of one of those big, like, Commander Pike on Star Trek drafting table things.
Well, he did that at what award show was that?
It was last year? It was like 6, 7, 8 months ago, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was the Golden Globes last year because he produces that along with the AMAs. But I think the AMAs last year were right around his stroke, and then by the time the Golden Globes rolled around, he came back or something, or it was a year later or something. I don't remember, but it was one of those award shows where they Captain Piked him out there.
That's exactly what I'm saying. He just sort of, Dick, are you happy to be here? You know,
Does he even choose if he wants to go to these things?
No,
anymore?
He doesn't even know where he is.
No, he doesn't.
He thinks he's still back in Cleveland, and it's like 1962.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, but you know what he reminded me of? You know when you get like a G.I. Joe figure or Star Wars figure, and they got the holes in the feet? Mm. And then it's like when you're going to put your Luke Skywalker figure on the Tatooine playset, and you just find the pegs, and you just bam, and you just put the pegs into the hole. That's what he is, because it's like if you notice, he didn't walk out, he didn't walk off, they rolled the whole thing with him. And so it was like sort of a Lando Calrissian playset kind of a thing, where he was on the top of it, and they just
like
rolled
Carson,
it all out.
Carson Daly saying, you look so young.
They didn't even do the thing, and I was making this observation yesterday when Tim was, because Tim Riley was reporting that he's going to be, quote, hosting the New Year's Eve thing again this year. And the problem at this award show you're talking about, I think it was the AMAs, you really ought to be asking that guy some sort of closed-ended questions. You know, are you happy to be here?
Yeah.
You know, and then you know, okay, and
yeah. Don't make him string a couple of words together.
No, they asked him. Literally, they were like, "So, tell us your 5 favorite memories in chronological order about this award show."
3 minutes later, number 2.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of young Frankenstein
made everybody feel bad.
No, it was bad.
Duper.
All right. So, anyway, Kirk Douglas was there. He's not dead. Who else isn't dead and was there?
Kevin Nealon. I thought he was...
That's just his career.
Yeah. I was surprised to see him there. But he had nothing else to do. Minnie Driver was there.
Really?
The mayor of Los Angeles was washing feet. It was a beautiful thing.
Really? What?
Like washing feet?
Yeah, you know, the homeless get their feet washed and they get a dental exam.
No, I don't know. Why?
Wow.
Their feet are dirty.
Okay, well, it seems... I don't understand.
Are they able to wash their own feet?
I was just going to say, and then do they put it...
You know, it's one of those religious, spiritual, humbling things.
I was going to ask, are they going to put it...
The cleansing of the
fishes,
feet.
Loaves and fishes.
Someone else
you do
feet.
That. You do that usually at Easter time. However...
Do they draw straws or something, for this? Like, oh, God, do I have to wash the homeless feet again this year?
It's a sign of respect that before you go into somebody's home, you clean your feet. Back in the day when you wore sandals. You don't want to bring dust into somebody's new dirt floor.
You're making this whole thing up.
But do you believe it?
I don't know. You guys were reporting about...
I'm uncertain.
Cats sleeping with dogs having puppies in freaking Brazil. Do you know anything about that?
No, I stopped doing that a long time.
Okay, let's... This show program's becoming dangerously out of control and it's not even noon. Let me ask you this. Are you or are you not, and I'm really not sure, making up the story that the mayor of Los Angeles was washing the feet of the homeless?
No, I'm not making that story up.
Really? Is there any? Are there any other areas on their body that he has to cleanse? Is there? Oh. Do they just draw lots this year? It's feet. Next year, crotch.
No, let me. How about I wash his hands?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, no, or how about you just?
He's not going to eat with his feet.
You know what? How about you just give the guy a rag and show him where the bathroom is and give him a token and let him work that out for himself?
You know, there's the hose right over there, sir, in a bucket.
That's what I'm saying. There's that power washer. I know you guys got to use something to get the blood off the sidewalks in that town. Is it like, you know, just give like,
yeah, the right next to the fire hydrant.
Exactly. So it seems like if you, it's like that give a fish, you know, teach to fish. If you wash a homeless man for today, he's clean today.
Or you teach him to wash his feet and he's clean forever.
Really? And I know that homeless smell too, and it's like a cheap gin, weak old urine kind of combination, and
yeah,
that doesn't come off
yeah
easily.
Yeah, I go down twice a year we make sandwiches, take them down, feed the homeless twice a year, and it really is. It takes a good couple of days just to get the smell out of your cilia.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
Well, God. Hey, that's their smell.
God.
They don't have bathrooms.
Well, they do. They do. They're just called, they double as pants. That's it. That's the only thing. You know?
Or the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. God bless you, Jim Roop.
God bless us, everyone.
You've brought some light into our Thanksgiving day. If you were here, I'd give you one of these little Debbie Creamfield chocolate snack cakes that
we have. With titanium.
But remember, it's creme.
And I love little Debbies. When I was working overnights, man, because they're like, you know, 3 cents for a dozen of them.
Seriously.
We just buy them and stick them in our lockers, and we eat those things all night long.
Well, because they never go bad. Let me ask you this. Do you ever, because you've been in broadcasting for a long time, right?
Yeah.
How old were you when you started in broadcasting?
17.
So about the same age. We were both teenagers. Do you ever look back, and I don't mean to sound old, but do you ever look back at the stuff you ate when you were like a young scrappy DJ?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you don't even know how you're alive. You have no... You know what my morning breakfast used to be when I would go in to be like... I wasn't like doing a morning show, but I have the morning shift. Like you go on like a Saturday, like midnight to 6 or 6 to noon or something. I would go into like some oldie stations where I got to play like Archie's records for the next 5 hours.
Yeah.
And my morning breakfast was to stop at the convenience store and to buy a 12-pack of the... And I'm not talking the little miniature donuts, like the Hostess, like the tiny ones. I'm talking like the box of like Hostess old-fashioned cake donuts.
Yep.
12 of those.
Yeah.
About 45 minutes later, all of them gone in my stomach. And
well, sure.
It is just, it's amazing that I'm still alive.
Well, first of all, you couldn't afford real food.
Yes, it is true.
Right? I mean, you had to buy as much as you could for as little as you had.
Right.
And then... aside from our hormones ruling our bodies, our taste buds ruled our bodies.
Yes, it is true.
You know, and so we would just get what we wanted, and we would get it as often as we could.
Yeah.
And God love you for it.
All right. Well, you're going to miss out on Burger Cake, but the...
Burger Cake.
Hey, it sounds good.
It's awesome, man. You got to try it at home. It's just a huge...
Are you going to put the recipe on your website, Rick?
Well, I don't know. We'll get some photographs of it.
BurgerCake.com is going to be opening up soon, Jim. So
really? Are you serious?
Yeah, it is.
BurgerCake.com.
Yeah.
When you have all those soon recipes here.
What does that mean?
It's just a big burger on a big bun, about a pound and a half of meat, and it's on a huge roll of bun, and it's just you get to put all your garnishings on there or whatever you want.
But how soon will you have that website up?
Well, we have the...
He's like, I want it now!
I'm not going to wait 5 hours for a turkey.
Has somebody not planned for feeding the family later tonight?
Well, I did have to go to the store for my wife. She forgot the potato.
Well, we're making a turkey burger Burger Cake today, and it's got all kinds of yummies like walnuts. And craisins and even those little onion, crunchy onion things with cheese, they're awesome. So we're going to have those on there too. So we will make sure you get a recipe for Burger Cake, Jim.
I would really love that.
Okay, good.
Rick Emerson Show, we do care. We aim to please here. All right. Jim Roop in Los Angeles, enjoy the rest of your thing. Are you on tomorrow?
Yes, sir. I'll be at the mall early.
Oh, God. Oh, man. You have that horrible, death march job tomorrow.
Sorry.
Well, you just got to get...
You know what I'm going to do this year?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to save all the sound. And I'm not going next year, but I'm going to say that I am.
God bless you. See? There you go. That's,
you're giving away our secrets.
It's the same war zone every year.
15 minutes. Because every year I do that, and every year I say, oh, gosh, I ask the same question. I got to think of something else. How about where's the last place you want to be right now?
Seriously.
What weapons are you packing to get that PS3?
It is the, good old Yankee ingenuity, what you're talking about right there. God bless you. All right, Jim Roop, enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Okay, thank you very much.
There you go. Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
CNN radio correspondent to the stars. Who is this? Really? Okay. Well, let's do this real briefly. Where's my... hold on. I have to find my sound effect here. And, wait, hold on. Wait, I can't,
The boogie doctor is in.
We'll just use that. Hello, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com.
Hey,
hello,
guys.
Sir.
How's everyone doing?
What's up with you, brother?
Great.
I just wanted to call and say happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy, happy. Hello.
Hope you guys are having a good morning. I can't hear you. I'm out here in St. Helens, so I don't get the show.
tell them about the Burger Cake test you had last night.
That's another reason I'm calling. I don't know if you guys have had the Burger Cake yet. However, you're in for a treat, my friends.
Yeah, this is the best Burger Cake
ever. We recorded this week's episode of Film Fever Radio last night, and Clyde was there, and they were making a sample Burger Cake while I was there. We all had a little nibble, and holy crap, is it good.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Now... Here's something that, and I hope that I'm not speaking out of turn or out of school or whatever it is that phrase is by mentioning this.
Okay.
I was speaking to someone. I won't say who. We'll call this person Aaron.
Okay.
And Aaron was talking about recording one of the Film Fever Radio commentaries or one of the movie things, recording something at your house.
Okay.
And he noted that it was difficult to record at your house because you were sitting in front of the computer. And every now and again, on the screensaver would come on.
Yeah.
And every now and again, there would be some sort of nude photography that would appear of members of your family that would appear on the computer monitor. Is that true? Is that true?
You know, I'm gonna plead the fifth on that one. Just let you guys figure that out on your own.
Wait, hold on. Now entering the Rick Emerson radio studio is our good friend. Hold on, let me find with the good friend Aaron Geek in the city. There we go. Thank you. Is it true that when you were trying to record something at Scott's house, that there were some nakedness there?
Scott, you know you're my boy. You know that, right?
I do. I know all about that.
But you need to, you know how you can set your screensaver to grab all the photos in your My Photos folder?
Yeah.
Why don't you remove a couple of them? Don't get me wrong. It was great. It was fantastic. I loved it. But it's hard to be talking about, you know, the newest Bobby Kennedy assassination picture while the nipples show up.
Well, I can tell you this. The nude photos, if you will, or not of anybody in my family.
That's not what I heard.
No, it's true.
No, it's true. We like the photography and stuff, and my wife's an avid photographer. And
you're artists. You know,
an artist, exactly. So there are some artistically
they're classy.
Nude.
It's sophisticated.
It's like Playboy versus Hustler, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
But none of the news are of my wife or anyone else.
Oh, great. All right. Just checking.
How's the burger going?
Yeah.
I haven't started it yet.
Oh. It's only noon.
Ooh, but it's so good. I want to have more.
But you guys, that burger cake is the best thing ever.
Last night, isn't it true that, you know, Aaron made the sample burger cake, and we're all sitting there eating it, and then you guys were doing your thing, and then towards the middle of it, Jen goes, can we have more burger cake? And I go, yeah, more burger. We can't. You got to wait it for tomorrow. So you better, you know, this burger cake today. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, the little Debbie.
You guys are really, and I don't really like stuffing. But the stuffing on this, just the flavor just explodes in your mouth. It's amazing.
And there's walnuts and craisins and potatoes.
I don't know
gravy.
What a craisin is. You keep saying that like it's a real word.
Like a dried
It's a dried cranberry.
You know what, Rick?
That's just called a dried cranberry.
I know. I call it dried cranberries, and they yell at it. They're called crans.
Crazen sounds like some southern rapper that I wouldn't be quite cool enough to know about.
You call them crans.
Yeah.
Like,
this sound?
Yes.
That is a bag of craisins in my hand. They're sweetened dried cranberries.
This is really gripping radio, what with the dried fruit being held up to the microphone and all.
Yum.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with okay, thank you, Scott Daly. God bless
guys.
You, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, there you go, Scott Daly. We got to take a break. We'll come back more from Clyde Lewis, Aaron Geek in the city, Durant. Tim Riley returns in just moments with the AM 970 Noon News Hour. Later on, Burger Kick, Ed McCarthy, and live on Thanksgiving Thursday.